This is Ask Me Another, NPR's Hour of Puzzles, Word Games, and Online Summer Camp. I'm Jonathan Colton. Here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Thanks, Jonathan. We are playing games with comedians Solomon Giorgio and Casey Lai. Are you ready for another one?
Of course.
I love games.
Fantastic. So we looked at your Instagram.
We
noticed a fair amount of drag content.
Yes. Ooh.
So inspired by that, and just in time for Pride Month, we whipped up a multiple choice quiz about drag history.
Oh, yes, please.
Oh,
yes, okay.
Honey, mama.
Give it to us. Calm down, Casey.
Can't. Revved up. The drag machine is raring to go.
So we're going to go back and forth for this one. You'll be competing. Casey, this is for you.
Okay.
Marsha P. Johnson was a black trans drag performer and activist who was a key figure in the Stonewall riots of 1969. She was also known for her sense of humor. What did the P in Marsha P. Johnson stand for? Was it A, pardon my French, B, pay it no mind, or C, Pittsburgh?
It was Pay It No Mind is what her middle name
Yeah, that's was. Right. Yeah. Pay It No Mind. Essentially her response to anyone being nosy.
And while we're on it, I mean, Stonewall was a riot and Black Trans Lives Matter and Marsha Pay It No Mind Johnson was the leader of a big old movement. So God bless.
And
Amen.
There's going to be a statue of her and fellow activist Sylvia Rivera put up next year. Finally, some statues we do not need to throw in the river.
Oh, for sure.
All right, Solomon, here's one for you.
Okay.
Maybe a Girl was the first drag queen elected to what office in the Silver Lake neighborhood of Los Angeles? Was it A, comptroller, B, neighborhood council representative, or C, superior court judge?
It should be neighbor council representative, right? B?
Yeah, that's exactly right. First drag queen to be elected to public office in the United States.
And there's also one running in New York right now, Marty Cummings. And I believe it's for city council as well.
Yeah, that's right. Marty Gould Allen Cummings is running for New York City Council in 2021.
And I'm sorry if you heard a child gleefully playing outside. There was some bubbles outside of my window.
What an adorable distraction.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do another one. And then... Okay, hang on. Maybe I do it.
Gotcha.
It's too loud, right? I have to tell him to be quiet. Hang on one second.
I kind of appreciated it.
You guys have to be a little quieter because it's coming into the edit.
Oh, sorry.
Okay. Blah, 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 blah.
Blah, blah, blah. That's what you sound like, mommy. That's what you sound like. Blah, blah, blah.
That's your job.
This is a visual joke, but sometimes when I'm recording, he just puts post-its on the door. And this is the one that came today. It just said, I need mom, !!
No.
I'm here all the time. I'm here all the time.
You
never
just walk. Just another post-it in their door that says, tough cookies.
Yeah, right.
Now, that's how you teach a kid not to be passive-aggressive. Post-it notes.
All right, Casey. In 2018, Pablo Vittar was the first drag queen to be nominated for what? A Latin Grammy, B, a Webby Award for Best Overall Social Presence, or C, the Oscar for Best Sound Mixing in a Documentary Film?
I am going to say that it is a Latin Grammy, and I'm also going to say thank you for not just asking questions about Drag Race, because everyone would know those, of course. You're actually asking questions that I don't know the answers to.
Oh,
I actually am a fan of Pablo Vittar and their music, and it is actually wonderful. The song Pose is phenomenal. I recommend listening to it.
Yes, and the Latin Grammy is correct.
All right, Solomon.
Huh?
In 2018, RuPaul's Drag Race contestant Peppermint became the first openly trans woman to do what? A, originate a major role in a Broadway production.
A.
Yeah, you are correct. The confidence to stop the question as it's being asked. I love it.
It is A. Don't even bother saying the rest. It's disrespectful to the legend.
Well, you guys were equally matched in that game.
See, Solomon, we're equal.
That is not true by any standards.
Thank you so much. So fun. Thank you so much, Casey. Thank you so much, Solomon. Really appreciate.
I had so much fun. Thank you for having me.
It was such a good time.
Solomon Giorgio writes for the Hulu series Shrill, and Casey Lai hosts the podcast Gay Power Half Hour.